You know, at the beginning of the program, I talked about the One Step Beyond program where the inventor had a pill that he dropped into some water and it turned into fuel, and then he mysteriously disappeared. And, of course, out the window with him went his invention. How often do things like that really happen?
Oh, it does happen. You know, there are three ways that inventions could be suppressed, and one of them is the government can actually seize an invention. I don't know if you knew this, but when a patent is about to publish, if it touches on national security or something in that general area, especially in the nuclear area, the government can basically take the patent, reject it from being published, you know, and basically keep it under wraps, and the patent won't see the light of day. And some inventors told me this has happened to them. One guy who had this liquid antenna that can't be detected by radar. I don't know if this is real or not, but there are some liquid antenna projects out there. But that's just one area, and this happens a lot with national security and Defense Department inventions. But
you know, on one hand, though, Evan, I can understand how national security would really be important. On the other hand, who makes that decision, and can that thing be abused?
Right. I think it's, you know, it basically started during the Manhattan Project, this kind of process, which is totally understandable, but it's really expanded into other areas. And there is a company out there called InQtel. I don't know if you've heard of them.
I have not. InQtel?
InQtel. And this is a venture capital arm of the CIA. And since launching its operations about 5 years ago, InQtel has reviewed over 4,400 business plans and has invested in nearly 67 companies. And these are national security type technologies. A lot of them are, you know, face recognition and database management, you know, total information awareness type services. And it's very interesting. The CIA is sort of going above board in the way it controls these inventions that they think is central to what they need to do.
Now, will they let these inventions get to the marketplace, or do they want them just for themselves?
It's not clear. Some of them they might exploit in the marketplace, and some of them they might just keep to themselves, maybe using in-house, or maybe they don't think these inventions should ever come to market. And it's not clear. And from what I understand, there's some very good people running this firm, some of them from the private sector, but it's a very unusual program.
So let's say some inventor creates a plasma weapon, which, you know, through the push of a button, you know, bzz, somebody's vaporized. And the CIA says, you know what, we want this, and no one's going to ever make it except maybe us. So what do they do? They go up to this inventor and give him millions just to just close shop and stop doing what he was doing? Or does he end up working for them?
I think both happened. And, you know, a lot of inventors really put everything they have into their invention, and they're cash poor. And, you know, once someone offers them money like that, it's a deal they can't refuse. So that's one way. The second way that an invention can be suppressed is what I mentioned before about the corporation bottling it up. And that happens all the time, as I mentioned the Kodak example. And the in terms of digital photography. The third way is probably even the most prevalent, and this is what I would call just economic resistance, where different companies conspire to keep an invention either from hitting the market or from developing to a point where it can be used effectively, or just delaying it.